Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and today we're going to talk about a verse that we have discussed before, but that I think really shapes our understanding of life in general and how God works in our lives. And so because of that, it's really important for us to talk about this verse a lot. And so that verse is Romans 8, verse 28. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. We know that all things work together for good. And so based on the strength of this verse, we often talk and think about how everything in our lives is working to eventually bring us to the kingdom of God. Now, as a result of that understanding, I want to share with you something that I have noticed I often say, and perhaps you have the same experience. Because we believe, and we know, that God is consistently working in our lives, I have found that whenever I'm suffering, whenever I'm frustrated, when I'm sad, I start to ask myself the question, what am I supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? Now, that's not to say that, you know, I always remember to ask myself this question, but that a lot of times, you know, this is eventually where my mind goes to. You know, what is God doing, and what am I supposed to learn from this? We know that God is active. We know that he is very clearly working and that he has a purpose. And so because of that, we look at what it is that's happening. We look at the frustrating situation in front of us. We look at whatever it is that has fallen apart in our lives. And we ask, what is God teaching me? Now, I think that's true. God is often teaching us things. God is working everything for good. You know, there's no way to argue against that. However, recently I found that phrasing the question in a different way helps immensely. I would constantly ask myself, what am I supposed to learn? What is God teaching me? And that's a good question. But I think it's missing something. At least for me, when I ask, what am I supposed to learn from this? I start to try and figure out what is the one major lesson that God is teaching me. Where somehow did I have a flaw in my character that I'm supposed to improve? And yet, let's think about the question in another way. Because, yeah, I mean, there is a lesson. And there is, you know, a major flaw in my character, probably, that I need to improve. But I think this constricts what God is doing to just one thing. See, let me phrase the question in a different way. What if in your life, you ask the question like this. Rather than, what am I supposed to learn from this? What if you asked, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? Now, for me, this was a huge change because instead of looking for the one thing that I was supposed to learn, suddenly I realized, wait a minute, you know, this situation is increasing my patience. It's teaching me to be more thankful. It's teaching me to be more joyful. And all of a sudden, there were all of these character traits that I realized, oh, I could do better in these things. You know, it's not like they were major character flaws, but it was things that I could do better. And so I could say, well, you know, I don't know specifically what God's trying to teach me, but I know for sure that I can improve in these places. And so this situation gives me practice in improving my thinking in these aspects. Now, I want to just bring forward a couple of examples that I found helpful to just see how this applies scripturally. Let's just think about Job. Now, in the beginning of the book of Job, we were told that Job is perfect, right? Job was perfect. And so because of that, you know, we recognize, yeah, there are things that he can learn from this, but there wasn't, you know, some major thing that he had to be taught. And so he goes through the experience that's detailed in the book of Job, and his friends are constantly saying, you know, what is God trying to teach you? What's God trying to teach you, essentially? You know, what are you supposed to learn from this? What did you do wrong that you should acknowledge and not do anymore? And Job keeps saying, there isn't anything. But what if he had asked, what can I learn from this? Now, I mean, obviously, we don't really know what the answer would be, right? Because we don't know Job, and we don't know exactly what decisions he would make. But if you were asking, what can I learn from this? I think the options would be open much more than if you were saying, what am I supposed to learn? You know, this, what am I supposed to learn, makes it so that you go on this search to try and figure out, you know, what is the mind of God as to what I need to learn here? And it just really constricts what it is that God could be doing. You know, we're not going to know what God is doing all of the time. We might not know until the kingdom of God. And so, just like in Job's case, we might find out, oh, this wasn't actually about what I was supposed to learn after all anyway. Right? This was about other people. But were there things that Job could learn? Yeah. And by the end of the book, he's learned them. I think we see the same thing in the story of Lazarus's resurrection. You know, Jesus says, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. So this wasn't about something specific that Mary and Martha had to learn that was some big character flaw that they had. But instead, this was for God's glory. And yet Mary and Martha could very easily, and I think they did, look on the instance of Lazarus' resurrection and say, what things can we learn from this? And so they could grow from it. What can I learn from this? Just think about how this question, or this rephrasing of the question, think about how this changes essentially everything in our lives. Now, I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but I'm serious. You know, when you get in the car and you drive to the grocery store, right? Let's talk about something mundane. Driving to the grocery store is not exciting. But what if when you got in the car and you were driving to the grocery store, you said, what can I learn from this? Right? This is not some big trial, some big difficult thing that God is trying to clearly teach you something to fix that big character flaw you have. But instead, you're getting in the car, driving to the grocery store, and yet you can learn things from it. Because when you stop at that red light, and you're frustrated that you have to wait, you're learning patience. You're learning to be thankful that you have a car. When somebody cuts in front of you and you get angry and you want to drive really fast and cut in front of them, you're learning to be gracious. When we start to ask this question, what can I learn? I think it brings us closer to Romans 8:28. Because asking, what am I supposed to learn, I think is often the question that comes as a result of suffering. It's another way of saying, why, right? Why is this happening? Oh, there's something I'm supposed to learn. What is it, right? And yet, what if we could just change our way of thinking so that it wasn't only when we're suffering that we ask why, but so that it's all of the time? What if we had that attitude that recognizes that every situation, no matter how random, no matter how small, no matter how mundane, every situation has lessons? When I'm putting the dishes in the dishwasher, when I'm brushing my daughter's hair, all of these situations can teach me something. They can all make me more like the Lord Jesus. Because all things work together for good to those who love God. And so this week, let's recognize that there are things that we can learn from everything. And rather than trying to pinpoint the one big lesson, the one big way that we're supposed to change our character, let's look at a situation and ask, what can I learn in this situation? What can I be taught? Because I think when we ask that question, we'll recognize that every instance, every situation, is an opportunity, and that God has given us so many opportunities every day to come one step closer to Him and to His Son. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.